Okay. What might you burn in a lamp?
Well, you'd burn probably coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
Or kerosene.
Okay.
Coal oil or kerosene.
And what would you call a bed that you make up on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay. What would you call a heavy bed cover?
Well, a blanket or a quilt blanket or a quilt.
Have you ever heard of a name for a heavy range blanket that they might use on a ranch?
No.
You ever heard of a sugan?
Of a what?
Sugan?
No.
Okay. What do you use to cover a pillow?
A pillow slip.
Okay. And what when the light goes out, what do you have to change?
Change the bulb.
Mm-hmm. And you watch programs on?
TV.
And when you're cooking something, you would wear something to protect your clothes.
An apron.
Uh-huh. What if you're barbecuing?
Maybe an apron.
Is it still an apron?
Okay. Yes.
If it's cold outside, you want to put on your...
sweater or a jacket.
Mm-hmm. And what's a cloth that you would use to blow your nose with?
A handkerchief.
Okay. What about something that you would use to wipe your brow or to put around your head to keep the sweat from rolling down your face when you're working outside?
It might be a bandana.
Okay. What kind of clothes would you wear outside in your garden?
Well, I'd probably wear work clothes or...
Mm-hmm. What about your shoes? What kind of shoes would you wear?
I'd probably wear an old pair that I didn't care about.
Okay. What kind of... What would you wear to protect your hands?
Some gloves.
Mm-hmm. What about to protect your head?
A hat.
Okay.
Or a hat or a cap.
Okay. What kind of clothes do you get out in November?
Your so-called winter clothes.
Uh-huh. And what men wear an elastic contraption to keep their pants up. What's that?
I call them suspenders. Some people might call them braces, but I don't.
Have you heard people around here call them braces?
No.
Okay.
In England.
In England. Now, men's pants are also called...
trousers.
Mm-hmm. You think women's pants would be called trousers or not? Is it just...
I've never heard them called trousers, but...
Mostly
I've never heard them called...
man's pants
mostly.
Word. Okay. What are some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
Well, we like enchiladas and tacos, a lot of Mexican food,
mm-hmm.
Guacamole, chile rellenos.
Do you make your own Mexican food?
Yes.
Do you buy most of it?
My wife makes most of it.
Oh, that's great. What kinds of dishes does she make?
By and large, we have enchiladas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe once a week.
Mm-hmm. How do you make your enchiladas?
Well, she tries to use tortillas, but it used to be that you... the tortilla in hot oil first,
mm-hmm.
but not anymore. We just go from the tortilla into the chili sauce,
mm-hmm.
and then cheese between the layers.
And you bake it in the oven. You bake it on the plate in the oven.
Well,
you might
make it hot. Keep it hot there,
mm-hmm.
because you're using hot chili sauce. And anyway,
okay.
It's the chili sauce is in a pan,
uh-huh.
eating.
Uh huh. So you can eat it right out of the.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, okay. So do you, but do you ever make that casserole, or do you just...
Well, she does, yes, she makes different kinds of casseroles, but that's not usually for us, it's usually for a party, like a chicken sopa or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of Mexican foods are easier to buy than to make?